Live from the KGGF studios, I'm Sam Speck here on this Thursday morning. Happy to have you with us, whether you're listening over the app, over the web, under the Listen Live tab at KGGFradio.com, or over the air on AM 690. We're joined in studio with Visit Coffeeville. It is Sam Kudrick back in studio with us. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
One Sam to the next. I love these interviews. It's always kind of a fun one to keep up with, but yes, indeed, with Visit Coffeeville, and I think that's kind of a good place to get the ball rolling with is, you know, a lot of people, they've certainly heard of it, but at the same time, maybe not know the exact details, really exactly what you do on a day-to-day basis. So let's start with Visit Coffeeville, exactly what it is. Let's go with the details there.
Yeah, so I've been the tourism director here in Coffeeville for a little over 4 years. And last year, we rebranded from Coffeeville Convention and Visitors Bureau to Visit Coffeeville, kind of a trend we're seeing across the states, and it's just something that is a little easier to one say and just for people to understand what we do. So really my goal is to promote dining, shopping, touring, and overnighting in Coffeeville. So just giving visitors a positive experience of our town. Kind of our goal is, and what we kind of feel is, if you have a place that people want to visit, then you have a place that people are going to want to live and work and play, and then in return come back to visit. So that's really our goal, is just to give people a positive impact of what we have to offer here in Coffeeville. So that's kind of the broad spectrum of it. And the main thing I want to talk about today that kind of falls in that realm is the Brown Mansion Candlelit Tours coming up.
Yes, indeed. That's very cool. Candy talked about it just a little bit yesterday. But yeah, let's get kind of down into the deeper details of it. And we'll just kind of start again. We'll start broad and then we'll get down more into the nitty gritty details. But really, what is what's it all about? What can people expect when they go to it?
Yeah, so there's a lot of people probably here that have never been to the historic Brown Mansion, and you're missing out. So if you've never been,
one of them.
And it's kind of one of those things, it's like if it's in your backyard, you just don't really think about, hey, let's just take the day to do this. And we all do it. It's just something that happens across everywhere. So this is a perfect opportunity because it's only $5 per person to go, and it is a self-guided tour. So you're not going to get all the details of the complete history, but you will get to see everything, excluding the basement. They don't do that on the tour. But the first, second, and third floor are all decorated for Christmas. Darla Thornburg, who is on the Historical Society, she is the one that really does all this. So she's kind of the queen of the tours, if you would say. She gets all the volunteers, different organizations and individuals decorate every room. And this year there's going to be over 49 Christmas trees inside that are decorated. So I think last year we had about 40, so we're growing, which is awesome. But you know, if you've never been, if you've been 100 times, this is a great time to, I guess, bring in the holidays with your family, your friends. So we have 6 different evenings this month. The first one being this Sunday, December 9th. The next one is going to be Wednesday the 12th. And then we have Sunday the 16th. We have Wednesday the 19th. And then the last we do a Saturday the 22nd and a Sunday the 23rd, to kind of accommodate for everyone that does have family in town for the holidays. So you can pick either of those nights as well. The tours are going to run from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. So between those 2.5 hours, it's a come and go. We suggest at least getting there at the latest by 7:30 because you're going to want to give yourself at least 30 minutes to be able to go through and check everything out. So you can purchase the tickets at the door, so you don't have to pay ahead of time or anything. Just get there. Again, it's $5 per person, and all that money goes directly back into the mansion. So all that money stays there to help provide things all year, to help it grow as the years go on, as they keep doing this event. So if you've gone in the past, we did extend the hours. Instead of 6 to 8, we did the 5:30, hoping that maybe some people that are going to get off work, because I know it, sometimes it's hard. You get off work, you go home, and you don't really want to get back out.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You put on the right pair of sweatpants, you ain't going anywhere,
yeah,
I'll tell you
especially
that.
In the cold. So we thought maybe this will catch some of those people that are, you know, leaving from work, maybe get some coworkers together and say, hey, let's just go out and meet out there and go through and just to end the evening. So Every night of these, there are going to be live entertainment as well. So on the 12th, the 19th, and the 22nd, there's a gentleman named Lloyd Houck from Moran, Kansas. He has traveled down, I think, the past few years and played piano and sang for us. So traditional Christmas music in the mansion, which makes it even more beautiful. And then on December 23rd, a Jackie Hunt is going to be performing. So great opportunity for $5. You get to see a beautiful home, get live entertainment. On the third floor, the Friends of the Mansion provide cookies and treats. So it's just a fun thing for everyone, any age. So
yeah, well, and you had mentioned as well, what a great way to kind of usher in the holiday season. There's many different ways to do it. There's many traditions that families have it. You know, there's Christmas tree lightings, there's whichever. But at the same time, there's a lot of times the communities don't have something together or as one. And this is a great opportunity to maybe see somebody that you haven't seen in a while throughout the community. And, you know, like you said, take your friends for just a matter of $5 and, and head on over. And a great, great, great way to kind of go in with it. Now, let's you know, you had mentioned it's kind of something that's been ongoing. How long has this kind of been? Is it a long-running tradition or is it?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I didn't ask Darla that. So I know it. I want to say it's been going on a minimum of probably 7 to 10 years, because Darla told me it's just amazing how it's grown, because she said the first, you know, they talked about it and they did it, and she said I think we had about 10 people come through, you know. It's something new that people don't really think, like, oh, you know, it's kind of like, eh. So last year in the 5 nights they had that, so that would be a total of the 10 hours, they had over 1,000 people. So it's a little overwhelming in a good way of the way things have changed and just the word. And, you know, we had people from Tulsa area, from Parsons area last year. So it's kind of cool to see the outstretch that does reach. But really, my thought too is it's so important for us local people to go to these things and to tell our family and our friends about it, so that you can encourage people to come here that don't live here, or just so you have the knowledge when someone asks, hey, what's there to do in this town? You can give them a little information.
Yeah, and what a great way as well to do two tasks at once. I mean, not only, first of all, I mean, when I first began moving here and kind of prospecting the fact that I was going to get a job here, you look up Coffeyville, and one of the first maybe three things that pop up is the Brown Mansion. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the first things that do pop up. So very subtly, with just $5, and you got five of your friends, whichever, that's $25, $30, mm-hmm. going back to one of the staples of the town, no doubt about. But not only, you had mentioned as well, the second thing that it tackles, it's bringing in people from, you know, Wichita and Tulsa, mm-hmm. or from, you know, north, or from western Missouri, whichever it may be. And they're bringing their families in and spending at our restaurants, mm-hmm. spending at our, you know,
gas stations,
retailers,
hotel.
Yeah, exactly. Whichever it may be. I mean, they're spending their money here, and then they're spreading that word along to them as well. So, I mean, no wonder has it been a long-lasting event, and I'm sure it's going to last for, another 5, 10, 15, beyond however many years, until they run out of room of Christmas trees, I'll tell you that.
I made a joke to Darla yesterday that, you know, with the 150th coming up next year, our goal should be 150 trees.
Oh, man.
And she said that she thought she was going to have a heart attack.
You're going to have to put some on the roof. And
well, you know, I said we could do some outdoor ones, so we'll see. She said, you know, she's up for the challenge, but we'll see what happens.
I'm very excited for that. It's my first year within Coffeyville, and it's a big one for the town.
Yes,
and I'm excited how everybody is kind of going all out. I know the chamber is doing just everything, going to, you know, on all gears to celebrate 150th. And Candy and I have joked as well, you know, you don't celebrate 151, you know, you got to celebrate your 150th. So.
Yeah, we do. We have a large task force of some really great people involved in our community that make up that task force. So we are kind of hitting the ground running and just rolling with that. So we're excited for the 150th as well.
Very excited.
But another thing we talked about, kind of the candlelit tours growing, you know, last year was the first year that we did some lighting outside. So usually it's always been inside. Bob York actually suggested, hey, he's the one that lives on, I think it's Highland Street, and he has the outdoor lights that go with, you tune into the radio station,
nice.
And it has like the music
nice.
To go with the lights. So if you haven't been, you got to stop by Bob's house, because it's pretty awesome. But last year, I think, was the first year he actually put some outside the mansion and got the station, you know, got paid for a station to have it with the music. And there's like 5 or 8 songs on loop that go with the lights flashing. So it's really awesome. So Bob and Denise York help with the outside, Kindergarten, Key Club, and Kiwanis. So you will see some outside decorations as well. We would love to see that grow as years go on. Of course, the main focus is inside because you just can't beat the mansion. There's nowhere around close to here that has the beauty that our mansion does. So it's really awesome. And, you know, if you ever think, too, like, oh, I would love to volunteer out there. They're always looking for volunteers. They look for volunteers to help with the tours as well, you know, the candlelit tours. And it's not, you know, you think, oh, I don't know enough about that. But really, it's just kind of standing and helping security-wise and just greeting people as they come through. So if you're interested in that even, you know, give us a call down at the chamber, 251-2550, and we'll get you in contact with Darla. So one more thing I know that was unique last year is Magnolia Candle out of Independence. They actually provided all the tea lights throughout the mansion. So before they've had little battery operated lights. Well, last year Magnolia talked with them and said, look, we want to provide real candles throughout the entire mansion, which of course we were like, absolutely. You know, we love being able to pair up with local businesses. So each floor had a different scent of theirs and little tea candles. And then they actually provided, which they're going to do again this year, a large candle that has a 3-layered scent. So the first one that burns is the first floor scent and the second floor and the third floor. So kind of a cool thing, pairing up with our local Magnolia Candle out of Independence. So that's another awesome thing just to add to the experience. Yeah, so.
Very neat. As again, continuing our conversation this morning with Sam Kudrick with Visit Coffeeville. Let's just go ahead and kind of wrap up our conversation about these candlelit tours. If you're just now tuning in with us, Sam, just, you know, all of that brief overview of the details, what time, where's it at, who needs to be there, and how much you need to get in.
Okay, perfect.
So all of those details before we move on.
So, again, it's going to be at the historic Brown Mansion just on South Walnut Street. Right off of 169. The dates are December 9th, the 12th, 16th, 19th, 22nd, and 23rd. And they are each night from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. $5 a person gets anyone in, and everyone needs to buy a ticket. So in my opinion, I mean, you don't want to miss this. I know I have some family coming down from Iola Moran area, and we're going to go on Wednesday and have a girls' night and then go downtown to the Yolk Barn Grill to eat local, and we're just going to have a fun Coffeeville night out and after work and enjoy. Yeah, so just... You know, a lot of great things to see and do in this holiday season.
You know, and another reason, I just love this time of year because it's, you know, there's with the Christmas and the holidays, but everybody's just in that more jolly kind of, you know, a fun mood. So with that. So very cool. That's coming up. Get involved with that. And again, 251-2550 is the number to dial to get all the information if you need to contact the chamber. Mm-hmm. Well, Sam, to finish it up here, we got about a minute and a half. That's plenty of time here to let everybody know what's going on this Friday. We had spoken with Candy Westbrook yesterday, sounding like it's basically rain or shine, this parade is going to happen. So let's give all the details for the people involved in the parade. When's a good time to line up? When's a good time to kind of get everything ready to
Perfect,
go?
Perfect, yeah. So yes, just bundle up tight. It's going to be cold, but it's going to be fun. Honestly, our office is hoping for just a little snow because we think it would make it beautiful, but we'll see.
A little white Christmassy
feel. So, yes, the lineup is on our Facebook page at Coffeeville Area Chamber of Commerce, and you can go see where you're supposed to line up. Lineup starts at 5:30 tomorrow evening. Parade is going to kick off at 6, so be down, be ready. We'll have volunteers on every block getting everyone lined up and in the right location. It's going to be a great parade. We have, I think, 88 entries,
nice.
So it'll be a great parade. It always is. It's one of the best parades. I hear people always talking about how awesome our parade is. So come out, enjoy it. If you're not in the parade, you know, just find a spot. It's going to go from 8th and Elm, I believe it is, right over here by the post office. It's going to go up just east 2 blocks, right in front of the chamber building, over to 9th Street, and end on Elm and 9th.
Very cool. Get involved with that. And more importantly, bundle up indeed.
Yes.
Again, that's Sam Kudrick with Visit Coffeeville. Sam, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
The Mighty 690 KGGF.